Pope Benedict today praised progress in relations between Taiwan and mainland China today as he received the new ambassador to the Holy See from the Republic of China in Taiwan. Lydia O'Kane reports.
Catholics in the Republic of China, also known as Taiwan, make up over a little more than 1% of the population. Among that number is the President of the Republic, Ying Jiuma, the first Catholic to be elected to this office. In a speech to the new ambassador from the Republic of China to the Holy See, Wang Larry Yuan, Pope Benedict said that although the number was small, it didn't take away from the fact that this Catholic minority had a role to play in building up a society that is humane and just. The Pope went on to say that it was part of the Church's mission in Taiwan to share, as he called it, her expertise in humanity with all the people of goodwill in order to contribute to the well-being of the human family. And he noted that characteristically, it is in the fields of education, healthcare and charitable assistance that she offers this contribution. The Holy Father also praised the government in Taipei for its firm commitment to freedom of religion, which he said has made it possible for the Church to carry out her mission of love and service. Turning to the subject of interreligious dialogue, the Pope said that frank and constructive dialogue is the key to the resolution of the conflicts that threaten the stability of our world. In this regard, Pope Benedict added, the Holy See welcomes the recent positive developments in relations between Taiwan and mainland China. Concluding his speech, the Holy Father said it was important in today's world for different peoples to be able to listen to one another in an atmosphere of respect and dignity, conscious that their shared humanity is a bond far deeper than the cultural variations that seem to divide them. I'm Lydia O'Kane.